But what of the flotilla and its work? Its formation in the latter part of February 1918 constituted the real beginning of organized mine-laying in enemy waters. The activity of the enemy's ships was to be restricted inside their own waters as well as outside. They were to be hemmed into their own bases, and the passage of their submarines to and from their home ports was to be made more dangerous. Only light craft of shallow draft and high speed could hope to carry out such work successfully, and so destroyers were chosen to act as mine layers. The risks were considerable, and the Admiralty fully expected that heavy losses would be incurred, for the Germans kept the Heligoland Bight well sown with protective minefields, and we could hardly expect that they would let the flotilla go about its destructive work unhampered. It would obviously only be a matter of time before we encountered a superior force of enemy ships, or else ran foul of one of their minefields. Our mine-laying operations also made it more difficult and dangerous for the high seas fleet to put to sea. A passage would have to be swept, and this channel kept clear to enable the fleet to return without delay or undue risk. In the event of a fleet action, it would be our duty to pass round the rear of the enemy fleet and close the passage again with a minefield. In this work, we would act as a flotilla attached to the Grand Fleet. But the likelihood of our being able to extricate ourselves after completing our job seemed rather slight. Our leader, Abdiel, had laid mines during the night of the Battle of Jutland and had caused a good deal of damage and inconvenience to the German fleet before they reached their base. At that time, Abdiel was the only destroyer engaged in such work. But less than 2 years later, she was joined by 10 other destroyers fitted as mine layers, and the 20th Flotilla came into being at Immingham. The first mine-laying operation of the new flotilla was carried out early in March of 1918.